From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Iraq today, U.S. officials said the number of American service people killed topped 1,900. That milestone comes amid stinging recriminations between British and Iraqi officials about the storming of a Basra jail to free two British soldiers. The two had fallen into the hands of Shiite Muslim militiamen. Iraqi officials said the raid violated their sovereignty.
On another front, Iraqi authorities are expected to issue an arrest warrant for the former defense minister in connection with the theft or misappropriation of more than $1 billion. This is the most dramatic corruption case yet unveiled in Baghdad, and the head of Iraq's Commission on Public Integrity says he anticipates corruption charges will soon be filed against another 50 officials. NPR's Ann Garrels has more from Baghdad.
For a little over a year and a half, 60-year-old Radi al-Radi has braved threats. Six of his anti-corruption team of 100 investigators have been murdered. Nonetheless, this soft-spoken former judge in his thick glasses has continued to scrutinize the work of the country's new ministries. He says proudly his staff at the Commission on Public Integrity has provided investigative courts with files on 1,500 cases. He estimates the total amount of money that vanished or was wasted could be as much as $2 billion. Most, though by no means all, the questionable contracts were signed under the previous government headed by Ayad Alawi, which served from June 2004 until late February this year. Radi points at the transportation, trade, housing, labor, and interior ministries. But he says by far the worst offender was the Ministry of Defense and the man who headed it, Hazem al-Sha'alan. According to Radi, Sha'alan signed contracts with intermediaries rather than with foreign companies or governments as stipulated by law. Prices paid were vastly inflated and contracts often not fulfilled. The Iraqi armed forces, meanwhile, are woefully under-equipped, and the current defense minister, Sadun al-Dulaimi, has said when he took over the ministry in late April, there was next to nothing left in the procurement budget. Sha'alan, who now lives in Jordan, has issued a statement denying the charges, suggesting they're politically motivated. He demands an impartial outside party review the evidence. Under current Iraqi law, foreign nationals from the international coalition in Iraq cannot be prosecuted here. But Radi blames American advisors at the defense ministry for, at the very least, turning a blind eye. Why, he asks, were they silent when they saw corruption was rampant? One reason corruption is so widespread, according to Radi, is that the contracts drawn up under the supervision of the U.S. government's project and contracting office are badly written, opening the door to plunder. Colonel Edward Cardone agrees. Cardone is the American commander of the 4th Brigade Combat Team and an engineer.
There's a lot of complaint here about corruption, but it's hard to go against corruption when you look at the way the contract's written, and it's so vague you could pretty much build anything and be paid for it.
And after 2.5 years, Cardone says projects are still often ill-conceived, wasting large amounts of money.
I'll just use sewage pump stations. Like, we'll fix a sewage pump station, but we don't spend any money on the operations and maintenance, and I'm trying to get that built into these projects, and that seems to be having an impact.
The military, already stretched thin, is responsible for supervising small projects in its area of operation. Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Farrell, a battalion commander in East Baghdad, spends valuable time following up on corrupt Iraqi contractors.
There was a playground case in Ubaidi that was truly a chamber of horrors.
After firing several contractors, the result was still a disaster.
It was just accidents waiting to happen. Rusted pseudo Ferris wheel, just sharp metal shards everywhere. Nothing would work. And in the end, it just was a dump, literally. But it's fixed now.
Many projects have had to be scrapped or started all over again. Depressing as all this is, Radi al-Radi believes official corruption is less than it was because of his commission's work. However, he says the levels remain unacceptable. He's currently looking into another 4,000 cases. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.